You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. All right. Once again, it is the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin. Hello again. Thank you for joining me. This is episode 124.
Wow.
And it's November 11th, 2020, for those of you who are listening to this in the future and need context, need a frame of reference. When did this take place? So that, you know, if he brings up current events, I can get the references. This is implying that I think someone's going to be listening to this and they find out what the date of the podcast is. They're going to sit there and go, hold on, let me pause this extremely important half hour and Google that date and see what was going on in the country. Like somewhere in like it's 2053 and they're like, ooh, what happened in 2020? Let me Google specifically in the month of November so that I can get these references from a jackass in Austin, Texas, who's going to ramble for 30 straight minutes. I don't want to be lost. I better do the research. All right. Anyway, so it is. It's November 11th. And if you've never heard this podcast before, hi, this is what I do. I do want to, at the risk of sounding, oh no, is he going to bring up politics? No, but I am going to bring up something that irritates me about politics. This is how I do things. I don't talk about politics specifically. I do think that it's hilarious. Not hilarious. Absurd? Absurd's a good word. I'll say absurd. I think it's absurd when people protest the results of voting. I think it's strange. Like, I think your options are either you like the voting system, so you don't protest it, or you don't like the voting system, so you protest the voting system specifically. Boo, Electoral College, something like that. Like, if you're passionate about the Electoral College being some bullshit, then you protest that. Or if you like the Electoral College bullshit, you don't. Nobody protests, yay, everything's going great so far, we made signs. I don't think people do that. But the idea of voting, of protesting how a vote turned out is weird to me. It's like, who are you, like normally a protest with outrage has a point to it. It's like, you know, we want the officials to hear us angry, but it's like, what the fuck do you want me to do? You want me to, you know, they just, yeah, I just don't understand. It's like, boo, they can't count. We need people who can count, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't understand. I don't get it. And it's just, I don't know. At this point, I don't particularly like protests in general now. And this might be because I'm 47, but just after watching, just, you know, this is like the quick reaction, quick, grab the poster board. I've got a Sharpie. We've got to make some change by doing very little. It's like, let's all chant together. We'll plan it out. That's probably the lamest part, I think, that you don't see. There's no videos of that. That's what I'd like to see online, is videos of people like quietly meeting. Okay, so I'm going to say, but what do we want? And then when I say, what do we want? You guys say, better counting voting, or whatever they do. I would love to see them planning that. You know what? I got a better, here's a better chant. We got, no, but it's got to be clever because we got to get on the news. All right. Beth, do you have a better? Yeah, I came up with something. I thought about it all last night. Oh, it's so clever. Wait, hold on. I tweeted it. Like, this is, I like the behind the scenes, the guys that, all right, let's be clever. Oh. I saw a sign that was so funny. Oh, man. Listen. And it rhymes. So that to me is the, I don't want to go into anything else other than the absurdity of that. There's people, you know, stop the vote. No, keep counting. They're trying to. There's people outside the building yelling at them, and that's distracting from how many, you know, their job. All right. Anyway, that's what's going on there. I have been really into what's going on in my life, which is, you know, much like you, I'm really into me. No, I'm really distracted by the fact that it is 10 days until I get married. And it's weird. It's this level of just like, oh, man, so close, and yet it's so fucking far. We're ready. We've got the preparations. 10 days. Shit. Like, that's the anxiety. It has nothing to do. Like, I'm not worried about, like, oh God, am I going to say I do? I am. I'm not concerned about anything involved with, you know, during the process or, you know, while it's going on or anything like that. I'm just, the anxiety of waiting for it to happen is just killing me. It's just like, oh, Jesus. All right. Come on, football, distract me. That's why I get so into football, is it's just a nice distraction from the news and also just anxiety. It's like, all right, let's pour this energy, this nervous energy, into something meaningless but not damaging. What can you just obsess over that's not going to fuck up your head? I know. We'll go into the history of all the teams that Ryan Fitzpatrick has quarterbacked for. This ought to be fun. And it is for me. But that's, you know, that's why I do what I do. I've just been waiting. I do have assignments that I still need to finish for the wedding. Tasks. I meant tasks, but also assignments, because it was given to me by the true mastermind of the wedding, my fiance. I understand that this is normal, that the bride is the one that puts it all together and the groom is the one's like, what do I need to do? Okay. How am I going to do that? What? Okay. Yeah. You want more money? Sure. Here's more money. This surprises no one. I know. Anyway, yeah, my assignments, right? So my assignments, one of them is not an assignment. I mean, we're going to be writing our own vows. Spoiler alert. So I need to finalize that. But my actual assignment is me and my best man are putting together, or at least I helped kind of shake and bake style, because my best man has been a wedding DJ in his past, in his sordid past. My assignment is to put together a playlist for the wedding, like during the wedding and shit, reception and all that jazz. And so I'm looking forward to that because I'm down with that shit because that's like, it's a weird assignment. It's a weird thing to do because it's like putting together a playlist is something I love to do. I used to, back in the day, I used to make mixtapes. So the whole mixtape, or also like burning a CD, that whole like kind of thing. For a little bit, for those of y'all slightly younger than me, burning a CD, but like mixtape, right? The whole idea, planning it out ahead and how they're going together. Just the putting together, you'd be a good playlist put all together. And of course, that's what it's great to do on the different streaming sites. And the different, with Spotify being the big one, obviously. But so the playlist is fun. However, it's wedding music. So it's like doing something that I really enjoy with kind of a challenge. It's like, all right, so we got to find the music that's in that section. That's in that niche, that little, that section of music that I like. The Venn diagram. Yeah, it's a Venn diagram of, you got the circle with music that I like, and then music that old people will be fine with. And then they have to intersect. It's like, all right, let's get these tracks. It's like, okay, it's got to be, appropriate for people in their 70s. But also, it can't be too goddamn cheesy to where I'm distracted by background music, where I'm just all like, oh, babe, it's a beautiful day. Is that Sugar Sugar by the Archies? Jesus Christ, will you skip? I can't be having that. I can't have that. So I got to make sure that's going to be the difficult part. I got to finalize that. So I got that coming up. But other than that, we got everything ready for it to get, get going. And of course I will, let you guys know once that takes place, how it went and all that. So should be great. It's, I'm just glad. And I'll say this quick, or I won't dwell too much on this, 'cause I don't like to, it's, we plan the wedding to happen a certain amount of time, like almost 3 weeks or at least 2.5 weeks after the election. We wanted to give the time when we put this together. We wanted to give enough time for crazy shit that might go down to go down, and then just kind of be like, all right, we don't know what's the, going to be the state of the country that's divided and irritated with each other and what's all going to be happening. And so I'm glad that, there hasn't been rioting or any kind of, there might be plotting. I don't know. There's probably plotting going on. There's stuff. I'm not paying attention to it. The NFL, baby. That's my distraction. But, I glance at the news. But I'm glad that there hasn't been, the civil war that was planned hasn't moved forward yet that I'm aware of. I'm going to have to wait till my meeting later tonight at the docks. But there hasn't been any kind of, freak out. I don't know. I'll have to Google to see if gun sales are still going up, or if there is some kind of all right, I'm not going to buy any more guns for a bit. Kind of a level. I don't know if it leveled off or trailed down or anything since this past weekend. I don't know. I would hope so. The thing I wanted to bring up is it I saw a lot of people kind of because of their opinion of Trump and what was going on and what might happen, like a huge wave of relief over legit half the country, a little bit over half the country, just like, oh, Jesus. Kind of a thing. But the thing about it is, this is what gets me. This is what it made me think of. It made me think of perception. How much perception like really freaks us out. All right, like the fear that we manifest because of what we think is going on. And I'll use an example that's not with this specifically, with the election, although it's kind of tied to it, which is both, and I'm going to lump two different groups of people on the left, you know, group on the left and group on the right, and they both have a boogeyman. And both think way too highly of their boogeymen. And of course, I'm talking about Antifa and Nazis. Or should I say, air quotes, Nazis, you know? And it's weird to me because I actually had to explain at one point to my mother who actually Antifa is and why it's hilarious that she would be afraid of them. I'm like, Mom, they're not going to come down from, they're not going to come into Luling, Texas. Their parents haven't given them enough money for them to travel to Luling, Texas to disrupt your life. Believe me. And it's just the idea. It's just weird. It's like, really, it's not isn't it a terrorist organization? Okay. Yeah. It's people, you know, it's revolutionary LARPing. And the other side is the whole, the Nazis, you know, oh, we got to punch Nazis. Just the idea. It's like, do you know Nazis? Let me tell you the Nazis that I knew, at least in the late 90s, they would always show up at punk rock shows and everybody would go, fuck, the Nazis are here. And it was not so much that we were afraid of them. It was more than, oh, great. They're going to get into a fight with another group of punk rockers. And they all like the same kind of music, but they just don't, you know. But at some point, they were going to get into a fight. And it was like, oh, the fucking Nazis. It was almost the level of like in the Blues Brothers, the Illinois Nazi Party. It's like, Illinois Nazis. It's that kind of level. So the idea of like they're infiltrating the government. Did you see them? They were carrying tiki torches. Like, it's really ridiculous. It's just it's a group that you're like is scary. And the thing is, all you have to do is wait. You wait about a week and the people is like, oh my God, I'm scared for my country. I'm scared for my life. I'm just, ooh, the Masked Singer. Like a week later, it's just, your fear is gone. And what happened? Now you got a shotgun you bought that you won't use, but it'll sit up in your closet until it accidentally falls off the closet and discharges into your drywall. I don't know. If you have a home, it's probably good for protection. It's just weird to have a shotgun in an apartment. I don't know. That's just me. Maybe. But, I understand protection. But if you're thinking pragmatic, I understand a pragmatic gun purchase. I don't believe in gun purchases out of fear that have no justification. Not like, I've got an ex who's trying to kill me. I get that. I mean, in case the zombies come, you might as well be buying weapons because of the zombies, because of your fear. that isn't, that's, that you're doing, what you're doing to yourself. And it's weird to me, you know, it's just, you should take a moment and wonder, hey, am I scared based on the, you know, based on the political parlay that I align with? Or is this something based, is my fear based in reality? Should I take another look at it? That's kind of my thing. I don't have a solution for you other than, man, maybe take a deep breath and kind of look, you know, take a step back, go outside. There's something about, I'm really scared. Then you go outside and people are just going to buy groceries and shit. I don't know. Just take a moment, I think, is kind of what I'm getting at. Because you realize you're not going to have to deal with Antifa or the Nazis at the grocery store or at work. You know, this is totally, unless you, yeah, I just avoid rallies of any kind. I do. Fuck all rallies. And just, you know, I don't know. Calm down. All right, so let's, enough of that. Thank you for letting me just kind of, people, settle the fuck down, everyone. We're all in this together, kind of. Well, excuse me. All of us in the same, from a certain level of financial, of income down, we're all in this together. You know, there's they, and then the rest of us. We're all in this together. So let's try not to be so shitty. Speaking of shitty, this is a completely different subject. No, speaking of Nazis, Kendall Jenner, let me tell you. No. Yeah, seriously, I am segueing into Kendall Jenner. And here's why. I didn't know who this was. I mean, I kind of knew. I knew she was a person. I knew she existed. But I'm just like, here's what's bugging me now. So, you know how on Instagram, when you do searches and you can look through pictures? All right. So, I, two times in a row, while searching through there, there was a, you know, there's a little, you scroll through and there's little thumbnails and you're like, ooh, picture, you know? So two different times, there were these two different girls who were dressed sexy. There's two sexy girls that it was like, ooh, I'm going to look at that picture, kind of a deal. Both times, it was Kendall Jenner. I'm fucking shit you not. And both times I went, ah. Anyway. Ah. Like the, after the second time, I'm like, boy, she gets her picture taken a lot for doing nothing. And because of that, Instagram does nothing but recommend Kendall Jenner shit to me. And it's, you know, it's not the end of the world, you know, but it's like, come on, man, stop it. I made a mistake, Instagram. Leave me alone. Quit rubbing my nose in it. I don't know how to clear it. I'm trying right now. I'm avoiding, you know, I'm only clicking on cat stuff. So kittens and all that kind of shit. I'm trying to just flood the market. Don't, nothing else. I'm avoiding anything else. I'm just cats. And let's cat up this Instagram because I can't. That's what's going on with me. All right. I'm going to, one last thing that I wanted to do, we'll end with this kind of a thing. So my fiance watches YouTube videos of people who tell stories or storytellers, true crime shit. All right. And there's some people that are really good at it, like really good with editing. And they know how to, like, they edit like real clips from the, you know, the case that they're talking about. And there's one There's one girl who does her makeup while she tells the story. You know, then that's super popular, which is smart as shit. It's like, hey, let's do makeup and talk about true crime. That's genius. So there are people who do this. But she was watching this one video. And there's a young girl on there who's talking about the whole controversy with the French movie that's on Netflix, the Cuties movie, all that shit. I'm not going to get into that. But what was funny to me was she was describing the different scenes in that movie that she was talking about was inappropriate. And she kept saying, you know, that this was... that it just felt like that there were, that this particular scene was for P words and was fodder for P words. And I just was sitting there going, the movies for pussies? Like, no, she meant perverts or pedophiles, but she was saying P words. And I'm like, you're not going to say pedophiles or perverts? Perverts is fine. It's kind of implied. I mean, you're saying P words. You're making me think of course, it's confusing. It's also not a dirty word. But here's why I found out. It's because of the demonetization. There's demonetization words. There are words. Now, the thing about it is, it's not so much the content in it. Although I think that can also, because they have these bots that scan these videos, right? And the first thing that they look at the titles and they look at the descriptions. And there are certain words that, and also the content in the video a little bit. But more immediately, it's the title and the description, what you type in. But it's also the content. Certain words will get the video yellow tagged is what it's called. And what that means, I mean, it doesn't mean that it gets banned from YouTube, clearly. But what it does mean is that there are a lot of the advertisers for YouTube that it limits the advertising that can get put on your video to where you can make, you know, so that you're not making as much money. So a lot of people are worried that their videos aren't going to make as much money, which to me is like, well, first of all, this platform, you know, and they're not happy about it, but it's like, well, you didn't pay for anything to do this platform and you're trying to make money without investing anything. I'm like, I create content. I get, yeah. A lot of it is content with air quotes. I don't, you know, in the same way that this is a sobriety podcast. It's like, oh yeah, you create content. Sure. I mean, it's great that you have some followers, but like, it's like, if you can't make money by doing advertisement on your own or selling merch, and it's like, do you have a following or do you just have people that browse through and go, I don't know. It's just, it's weird to me. It's a new world. I get it. But I wanted to end this thing by, I found a list of confirmed, YouTube demonetization list, confirmed demonetized words. And I wanted to read off some of the words to you. Because it's really, really weird to me. And I'm eliminating all of the obvious curse words and like racial slurs and like weird, like, like stuff. So I'm just going to kind of scroll through here and see. Because some of it's weird. Like, you know, so these are words that'll get you flagged and you'll lose money, maybe. It's not guaranteed, but you may lose money. 9/11. Oh, 18 plus for some reason. Addiction will get your video flagged. It's like, this is not for all ages. And I think that's the whole thing. It'll get it flagged. It's not an all ages appropriate video talking about addiction or amphetamine. There's another one. let's see, anorexia nervosa. Mm. Let's see, asshole, but spelled W-H-O-L-E. That's funny to me. Attempts. How is attempts a bad word? Autoerotic. I get that. Ball sack, of course. Bang Bros, Bang Bus. Okay, so mentioning any brand of a porn video. Got it. Keep that in mind. Let's see. Benign prostate enlargement. Really? How is that? Biatch. Excellent. Excellent. Binge eating. Bitch ass. I know that's, I said I wouldn't say any cussing, but that's funny. That's not an obvious bitch ass. Let's see. Body paint, body art, body painting, body suit. Also blunt. Oh, not blunt. Bondage, bong, boobies. That's funny. Don't put boobies on there. Breeding. What? All right. Bucks. Bullying. Let's see. Come on. Cannabutter. Cannabis is not on the list, but cannabutter is. Just in case you wanted to know. Let's see. Cox. I'm just going through. Coitus. Condom. Condoms. Coronavirus. Coronavirus? You don't want to put coronavirus on there at all. It might, just saying it in general. Cure. Cyst. Dayton. Don't put Dayton on there. Dead body. Dental abscess. Doggy. Yeah, but just doggy? Not doggy style? All right. Dry hump. Don't. Ear rape. Heard that. El Chapo. Epstein didn't kill himself. Erectile dysfunction. Haha. Let's see. We're in the F's. I'm trying to get through it. Give me a second. Foot job. Sure. Fuck boy. Got it. I'm going through all the fucks. Hang on. All right. Genital herpes. Here we go. Genital warts. Genocide. Graphic. Mm-hmm. Grope. Makes sense. Is that supposed to be guru and it's misspelled? Guru. It's fine. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Heroin. Don't put heroin in your video if you want it to be all ages. That makes sense. So no, basically no recovery terms whatsoever if you want children to pay attention to your video. I don't know. Hydroxychloroquine, sure. Ice cream? No ice cream? What is that like, you know, quit trying to get children to watch your video by talking about ice cream. All right. I'm Rick James bitch is actually put in there, which is interesting. Invisible is a trigger word. I don't get that. Let's see. Jared, just Jared. What is that like from Subway? I don't know. Let's see. Going through slurs. All right. Lacking for some reason. Lung cancer. Man whore. There it is. Marijuana. Got it. Mating. Mega. How is mega age restricted? I don't know. A lot of Nazi stuff. Okay. Nipples. Got it. Oh shit. Oh shit indeed. PCP. I'm telling you, all the drugs. Piss pig. Piss pig. Jesus Christ. Pornhub. See? Yeah. Every single. Anything porn related. You don't. QAnon. R. Kelly. I love it. QAnon and R. Kelly right next to each other. Rehabilitation. Wow. How is. I don't. Rehab and rehabilitation. I don't understand how that is. It's fine. Salvia makes sense. Sexual health. Don't be putting that in there. And who the hell is Ted Fu? I'm going to have to Google that later. Trisexual. Titty. All right. Well, I appreciate you sticking through that. I didn't think it was going to be that long. I just, and the thing is, I got so distracted. I was just going to scroll through and read like a couple of names, but I just kept going through it and just looking at it, just going, just looking and just going and just going through and going, okay, titties, titty. Like I just kept going through it and just And it was just a bunch of just like a lot of obvious, like, well, obviously, if you have squirting in the title of your video, it's not going to be all A. Why did it get yellow flagged? Like, this is just, a lot of it is just, but just some of the words are just dumb. I just like the idea of people are going to run out. They're going to, it's just the idea that you keep wanting to say the word, but you're like, oh, I don't want to lose money. Just lose, just be good. Censor yourself. P words and D words and F words and G words. Like, you're gonna avoid so many words that it's just confusing. And that's funny to me, where it's like, P words always like to do this. And you're just like, pussies? No. The other P word. Penises? No, the other one. Predator? Okay, all right. And it's just confusing. Just say the words. After almost 40 minutes of this, that's the message. Just say the words, you guys. All right. Sorry, I've really drug this out. I don't care. It's fine. Thank you guys for joining me. I appreciate it. I hope that you're doing better. Be careful out there, because I didn't even talk about how the coronavirus, you know, I hope that you're paying attention, but it's hella spiking everywhere, and it's only going to get worse as it gets colder. So everything that you've been doing, I know it's tiring, but everything that you've been doing, please keep doing it. Please keep taking care of yourself. If you have any questions, if you have anything you need to send to me for any reason, it's stillsoberpod@gmail.com. stillsoberpod@gmail.com. Just let me know. If you have any criticism, keep that to yourself. But compliments I'll take. I know what I like. Thank you, guys. Stay sober out there. Stay sane out there. We'll see you next week. Later. Bye. For the piercing skin, come back down to earth again.